more than conquerors. How do we move from simply surviving to being more than a conqueror? Well, here are some thoughts on Romans chapter 8, 35 to 39. It says this, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." Now, it seems like a lifetime ago that I used that portion of scripture as the quote from my picture in the Training College Commissioning magazine. This has always been a favorite scripture of mine, along with Isaiah 40:31, which says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Now, during those early days of ministry, there are feelings of winning the world for Jesus. That was the mindset of early ministry. Now, some 30-plus years later, and realizing that there's only 3 years to retirement, there seems to be a sense of weariness and, dare I say, lassitude of or being weary to the point of being sick and tired. You ever hear that? I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. It seems as though there's not much of mounting up with eagle's wings and a lot of fainting, especially during these days of COVID-19, and now invasions and threats of war. Someone once said that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Are you there? How can we regain that early zeal and ministry mindset? How can we mount up with eagle's wings again and soar to be more than a conqueror, to gain surpassing victory? Chuck Smith says, "Do you know what it is to be more than a conqueror? Hey, it is to have the victory in the midst of the battle. While things are still raging around me, while the outcome seems to be very uncertain, is to have the glorious victory and rejoicing. That is more than a conqueror. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Now, David Gazik says, "How is the Christian more than a conqueror? He overcomes with greater power, the power of Jesus. He overcomes with greater motive, the glory of Jesus. He overcomes with greater victory, losing nothing even in the battle. He overcomes with a greater love, conquering enemies with love and converting persecutors with patience. All of this because the security of the believer is God's love. The fact that he chose me and began a good work in me proves that he'll continue to perform it. He wouldn't bring me this far and then dump me." Romans 8, 14 and 15, living in the Spirit means living as a child of God. "For as many as led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. These are the sons of God. It is only fitting that the sons of God should be led by the Spirit of God. However, we should not think that being led by the Spirit is a precondition to being a son of God. Instead, we become sons first, and then the Spirit of God leads us." Now, Paul didn't say, "As many as go to church, these are the sons of God." He didn't say, "As many as those that read their Bibles, these are the sons of God." He didn't say, "As many as are patriotic Canadians or Americans, these are the sons of God." He didn't say, "As many as take communion, well, those are the sons of God." In this text, the test for sonship is whether or not a person is led by the Spirit of God. Well, how does the Holy Spirit lead us? We are led by guidance, led by drawing. We are led by governing authority. We are led as we cooperate with the leading. It does not say as many as are driven by the Spirit of God. No, the devil, well, he's a driver. And when he enters either into men or into hogs, he drives them furiously. Remember how the whole herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. Whenever you see a man frantically wild, whatever the Spirit is in him, it's not the Spirit of Christ, so says Spurgeon. Where does the Holy Spirit lead us? Well, he leads us to repentance. He leads us to think little of ourselves and much of Jesus. He leads us into truth, into love, into holiness, into usefulness. Do you see it? Spurgeon said, When a man's conscience is so awakened to the existence of sin that he cannot perceive any plea for mercy within himself, it is his wisdom to look for a plea in the nature and character of God. Where I look for grace but to the God of grace? Where for all but to the all in all? If what I am makes me despair, let me consider what God is in Christ, and I then shall have hope.